Chomolungma, which translates to Goddess Mother of the World, is the Tibetan name for Mount Everest. Hundreds of climbers have died trying to reach the summit or getting back down from the world's highest peak. And the 2019 climbing season, which wrapped up in May, was the deadliest one in 4 years. There were 11 deaths on the mountain this spring. In addition to difficult weather, inexperienced climbers, inexperienced companies that brought them in, and overcrowding on the mountain were all widely blamed for the deaths. In fact, some climbers criticized Nepal for allowing anyone who paid $11,000 to get a climbing permit, although the cost swells to tens of thousands more once you factor in guides and equipment. Nepal is among the poorest countries in the world, and tourism, including those who travel there to attempt Everest, is a major industry. After this year, though, a panel was assembled to discuss the deaths on the mountain. It was made up of government officials, expert climbers, and climbing agencies, and it just recently gave its list of recommendations. Among them are requiring the climbers themselves to have training and experience at high altitudes. They wouldn't be able to get an Everest permit before that. They'd also have to send in a certificate that says they're in good health and good shape, and they'd have to bring a trained Nepali guide with them. The panel also suggests raising the fee to climb Chomolungma to $35,000. There'd be additional rules concerning the tour companies that offered trips to the summit, and a Nepalese tourism official who was interviewed by the Reuters news agency says the government will make the new rules the law of the land.